Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal, Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Angelo Viola. He is Stephen Labadie. Derek Brandale. Andrew Holland. You know what? I need a break.
We just had one.
I'm sorry?
We just had one. Commercial break.
No. I need a break.
Oh, a break.
I need a break. I think what I'm going to do, I'm going to go to the Toronto Spring Camping and RV Show this Thursday.
Oh.
I'm thinking that would be a nice little break, just sort of walk around, immerse myself in all that beautiful outdoorsy stuff, and take it all in, take a deep breath. You know what I mean? Because it's happening this Thursday, actually, February 27th to March 1st at the International Center. It's the Toronto Spring Camping and RV Show and Sale, and it is the largest consumer RV show in Canada. We on Outdoor Journal have dubbed it the largest in the world.
Yes.
Because we can do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we can do that.
Go down there and check out, get your best deals on the latest models of tent trailers right up to those beautiful Class A motorhomes that we aspire one day to do the show out of. I want to do one out of a Class A motorhome.
It'd be so cool.
Hey, where would we sit? Like, where do you put the mics and all? Like in the dining area, or do you put it up front in the cockpit?
It'll be the dining area and the driving area, so we can multitask. So
like, we'll do a big long. Oh yeah, that'd be the best. I love those things, man. We'll have to hire somebody to drive it because I couldn't drive one of those. I'm not going to let you drive.
I'm way too busy mixing the show. So
You know what? Let's go check them out. They'll be at the International Center, February 27th to March the 1st. Or if you're listening and you want to go check them out prior to that, go to the bigrvshow.ca. That's the bigrvshow.ca. They'll have a huge area. In fact, it's 11,000 square feet of retail, a superstore, just goodies, accessories, parts, all these camping goodies that you require for your outings. It'll all be available at the superstore. You can book actually book trips there at the show.
Very cool.
Your next adventure can be booked right there on location. And, of course, you can attend the daily RV lifestyle seminars and enter the draw. They have a draw as well. Well, look at them. A draw where some lucky winner is going to win a 7-day motorhome dream vacation.
I'm in for that.
Oh, talk about taking a break. Holy mackerel. I would love one of those. It's all happening February 27th to March 1st. Of course, that's coming up this Thursday at the Toronto International Center. Best part of all, there's no parking pricing, no costs, no
free.
Moolah, no dolaros.
Another F word, the free.
The free. There you go. Check it all out, thebigrvshow.ca. And speaking of which, you need some place to park these things or drive these things to. You need destinations. To plan. Who better to talk to about that than Sarah McMichael? She is Market Development Specialist for Ontario Parks. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm looking forward to the RV show coming up this week. It's usually the sign that spring is not far down the road, and I'm sure Ontario Parks is just chomping at the bit to get those parks open.
We definitely are. It's hard to imagine because it's so cold out right now, but we actually are starting to think about spring camping. It's coming up quickly.
Do you, Sarah, are you one of those winter campers by any chance?
You know, I don't quite have the right level of toughness for winter camping, but what I do love is a good roofed accommodation. You know, you're cozy and warm in your cabin and yurt, or it's freezing and snowy outside, but you get to come in and warm up and still have a few more comforts when you stay overnight.
But there's nothing like spending that night under the stars in the outdoors, beautiful warm weather. And it's just green. And we've got over 100 operating provincial parks in this part of the world. And they're located virtually in every corner of the province. And people sometimes take it for granted. But we have got one of the largest park footprints of any jurisdiction anywhere. And we're very thankful for that. Are you going to be at the Toronto Spring Camping and RV Show?
So actually, Ontario Parks is hosting a RVing Q&A on the first day of the show. So in the evening,
nice.
We're going to actually be on location and at 7:30 p.m. on Thursday. so February 27th, we're going to be with a couple Ontario Parks experts as well as an RVing expert, and we're going to be broadcasting live from our Facebook page and taking questions about, you know, basically everything you need to know to plan your own RV adventure. And it'll be a great opportunity for people who are maybe new to RVing, haven't gone before, are interested, but maybe a little intimidated. You mentioned driving those big RVs. I know some people are a bit intimidated by that. So this is going to be a great opportunity to learn more and maybe feel like you're ready to go for your own RV trip.
Sarah, I remember a few years ago, I was involved in some meetings with the folks at Coleman, the camping company, and they were getting involved at that time with, I believe it was Ontario Parks. They were developing this thing called Learn to Camp. And I know at the time it was a pilot project. But how's that going?
Well, our Learn to Camp program is going amazing. So we do offer this program. It is a guided overnight camping experience. So staying overnight in a tent at a provincial park, but you have some guides with you to kind of help you get ready for the experience and teach you everything you need to know to be able to go camping on your own. So we offer that at 7 provincial parks, and it's an amazing opportunity for someone who, you know, you're interested in camping, you want to get that break that you talked about and experience the provincial park system, but you're a little bit intimidated. This program is going to be everything you need to feel super comfortable and confident to go on your own.
Yeah, it was a great program. I remember it well. Fantastic. Good for you. Now, you need the wow factor, though. You know, when you're in marketing and developing markets, et cetera, you always have to have the wow factor. Vegas does it so well when they talk about their rooms, right? How many rooms are available? It's the largest center on the planet in terms of available hotel rooms. And I don't remember the numbers, but they give out this incredible number, and all you can do when all you can do is go, wow. How many campsites do we have here in Ontario, in Ontario Parks? That's got to be a wow number, doesn't it?
We have thousands and thousands. Like you mentioned earlier, we have over 100 locations. People think of provincial parks and they think of those really well-known ones, right? They're like Algonquin, you know, maybe Kildare, Pinery. But when you say that there's over 100 locations that have camping, people are usually just totally floored. And that's what people don't realize is that there are so many opportunities. There's so many that are nearby to you, and there's really endless opportunities to find a campsite and find a spot and design an experience that's great for you.
What's your percentage, if you even know it, what's the percentage of people that go to your, use up some of that inventory at the Ontario Parks that are folks who are into RVing or RV owners versus just regular campers with a tent?
We don't know for sure how many people are RV owners just because we offer, you know, electrical and non-electrical campsites. And, you know, sometimes you get a tent camper on an electrical site or RV or on a non-electrical site. But I will say that I think RVing is really growing in popularity. You know, we're seeing some of those core campers, people who have gone camping in tents their whole lives, starting to sort of maybe age out of that experience a little bit. And they're looking for an opportunity that has a little bit a few more of those amenities, a few more of those comforts from home, and RVing is a really, really good option for that. So I think it's definitely increasing in popularity.
When do the reservations start? I know I was shocked a few years ago to even know that you could reserve campsites. And since then, of course, it's become very popular because people don't want to just take a chance, like driving to Disney and not booking a room and getting there, finding out everything is sold out. Well, parks are the same way. What's the trend there? When do they usually start booking these things up?
So we roll on a 5-month reservation window. So we book 5 months in advance. So right now, if you went online to our reservation service, you could book for mid-July for your camping trip. And the parks do open in mid-May. So right now, you know, there are lots of opportunities to start booking your summer camping trip. And then you can just kind of keep an eye on that 5-month window. And as time progresses, we'll get into, you know, later July and August in the next coming weeks.
How does that work in terms of weather? In other words, if they book something with you and the weather gets ugly, what happens there?
Well, we always encourage people to go camping in all weather. You know, obviously, if it's unsafe, if there's something like a big thunderstorm, we understand people aren't comfortable, and they can cancel their reservation, of course. But the thing is with camping that, you know, a little bit of rain shouldn't slow you down. I think camping is great in all weather. And there are lots of things that you can do on your camping trip if the weather isn't perfect. You know, it maybe provides you an opportunity to spend more quality time with the people that you're with, you know, playing cards, hanging out at your dining shelter. So really, I think camping can be for all weather.
Sarah, can you share with us one or two real hidden gems within your inventory that maybe people, you know, might not be aware of that are sort of off the beaten path that they can possibly visit this year?
Totally, absolutely. So I mentioned Algonquin earlier. I think when people think about Ontario parks and destinations, Algonquin Provincial Park is one of the ones that they always think of. But what people don't realize is that there are a few parks located in the area of Algonquin that would have, you know, very similar geography and kind of have that iconic Canadian wilderness that you picture when you think of Algonquin, but perhaps in a destination that's a little bit more unknown and might have a bit more availability as well if you're looking to go camping. So two that are kind of located in that area would be Lake St. Peter Provincial Park and Bonnechere Provincial Park. Both great options and both going to have kind of similar to what Algonquin can offer you, but maybe with a little bit less crowds and a little bit more rustic.
All of these, I'm assuming, are available, or this information would be available at OntarioParks.com. It's probably the best place to go to start and then work your way from there. I want to thank you for joining us this morning, Sarah.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too. Sarah McMichael, a market development specialist with Ontario Parks. I like when they're specialists because then you know, like,
they know
no
stuff.
Nonsense, right?
Yeah.
Like you, like, for what? Like, what would we do? How could we put specialist on your card? How would that card read?
Audio engineer specialist? I don't know.
Oh, okay. Audio engineer specialist. Wow.
How would that?
Well, that would imply that you know your stuff, right?
That's true. You're the fishing specialist.
Yeah. You think we'd get complaints from people saying, okay, all right, who did he pay off for that?
Oh, my God.